band.
Susie, yes.
Yeah, I remember that. So, Joseph, we was in a band together. Joseph was the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a drummer. I was a little lead singer. I'm a bush jacket on front. Yeah. So, when Joseph left the band, being the apprentice drummer, because as soon as the drummer get up, me and the little man, we run go fast with the drummer all the time.
Jump on the seat.
And so, I ended up being, what do you say, encumbered behind the drums, because we have a whole bunch of little gigs and no drummer, because Joseph left to go farm culture. So I had to play the drums and sing. The time we never have nothing like you see the long thing when they call the boom stand.
Yeah.
That wasn't in any existence. There was a thing they call a gooseneck.
Yes.
Put in my and twist it round. So I had to play and sing. And it became very easy after a while. And we ended up doing it for many years, traveling all over the place with a lot of different things. Until one time I ended up in Spanish Town at this club called the Fountain Club.
Right.
Joseph Hill came and got me. And he was with a band there and he came and got me and put me in his place to become the drummer.
Ah.
The band was called Stepping Stones.
Stepping Stone, and, yes.
Yeah. And then when he got signed up with this company called April Records to do the first album called Africa Stands Alone, you could see it on YouTube too, Africa Stands Alone. I was the drummer. I played all them tracks on that album.
I got to check that out, boy, because...
Africa Stands Alone.
Africa Stands Alone, Joseph Hill and Culture, right?
Yes. And after that, I move on to Kingston to play with a band called Titans from the club.
Titans, Bohemia. Yes, from Bohemia. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And then, and this is a journey, you know. And then, and while playing at Bohemia one Saturday, a man came from Otteris, come check me and say, he want a drummer to come play for him this Saturday. So I thought it was just going to be just Saturday.
Right.
It was this guy from the band called Happiness Unlimited. He was bass player. God, right.
Yes.
He came and got me and after I did the show this Saturday night, Sunday now I got myself ready to go back to Kingston. And he said, where you go? I said, me, I go back home, man. He said, no, man, you can't go home. He said, where you chat for? Because you say, I'm here to come from, so you know, different kind of thing.
Man, exactly.
Can't go on like a while. So I said, what you talk about? And he said, no, man, we wanted you for the drummer in the band. Why you come clean at the band? So I said, where me going to leave? He said, we take care of that already. Me have my own apartment.
Oh, God.
Need service, whole thing, everything. Better money and everything. So I said, me just go back to Kingston, go give him a furniture, then, man. I move to Otterius. So here the journey now. While in Otterius for a couple of years, one day I was on the beach walking and I saw a lady said, oh, you with the band? I said, yeah, I'm the drummer. And she said, well, I'm a liaison. What she said? Liaison. I'm a liaison for Stevie Wonder. He's coming down here.
Yeah, I remember that. That is the part I remember. Yeah.
He's coming down here to spend his holidays. And that time we was playing, we was a resident band at what's the name of this? Americana Hotel, yeah.
Americana, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, sometimes some people say something and you're like, yeah, all right. Like, you know,
because when you play on the North Coast, you get a lot of that. Oh, we can bring you to America.
Everybody's this.
Yes, yes.
So, the Saturday night, we're on stage performing, and then who walks in right across in the front of the stage? The guy that was performing, he's so spoiled up bad because Stevie Wonder coming. Everybody stop paying attention to him and start flash camera up on Stevie Wonder. The table that was a center in the middle of, in front of the stage was reserved, and that was the stable at this time. And for 2 weeks straight, every night after that, Stevie Wonder come downstairs.
Wow.
And he'd come on the stairs and jam with us. Him and the keyboard player back to back, and he have a whole bunch of keyboards, so Stevie playing some and him playing some.
Right.
Back to back. And we'll have such a good time. And then they rented the whole 10th floor. They rented the whole 10th floor was Stevie Wonder. I guess he didn't want nobody else up there. So after we finished that night, everybody would go out there. Musicians from everywhere. Leslie, Butler, all of the Butlers was there. Everybody was up there. We'd go upstairs. And when we're leaving from upstairs, it's daylight.
Of course.
Stevie is nocturnal. I found that out. That he sleep in the daytime and at night he want to go to studio.
So, yeah. What was it like being in the same room with, I mean, Stevie Wonder them days was like a little bit of heaven. Is then I would have get goose pimple too, you know. What was it like?
It was fun. It was fun. I got used to it after a while. It was real fun. And then, you know what was fun? When he said he wanted to take us back to the United States.
Right. Did you believe it?
I ended up coming to the U.S., to California with the band. And after all that I fell through, I decided I'm not going back to Jamaica. I decided to stay. So I ended up in Michigan, in Detroit.
Yes, tell them with the big name band.
Started a family. And I lived there for about 7 years. We lived in Detroit. Then Leroy Sibbles came to Detroit to do a show. That time he was living in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard the band that was playing with called the Samaritans.
Mm-hmm.
He heard the band and said, "What?" And everyone was saying, "You have a good drummer over here." So what he did was he came and invited me to come to Canada. Oh. And I put my drum set in the trunk of me here and drive across the border.
easy,
and a whole bunch of things start to happen.
In Toronto.
Yeah, man. That was the first time I realized that there were so many good talent, good musicians up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like just crossing border. About 4 hours crossing border, I'm up in Toronto. So I ended up spending a lot of time up in Toronto. I played with Leroy Sibbles, Satellites, a whole bunch of different little bands. Then we had a band, the backing band, that would play for everybody. Like when Buju Banton came, that time he never had no locks yet, you know.
Yeah.
First time he came to
Head clean.
To Toronto. Buju Banton, we ain't the one that Sanchez. Everybody come. We play for them. And that band was fun. With me, Bernie Peters, Gary Lowe, and Tony Campbell.
Guitarist Tony Campbell. Yes.
It was called the Hit Squad.
Yeah, man. Everybody know Hit Squad. Hit Squad come here several times.
Yeah, man, and one time after that, now I was in Toronto just chilling. Me after me cool out and live there for a little while. I live there now.
Yeah, then me don't know when you live at Toronto. Yeah, but me don't want to push in myself. Me know when you live at Toronto.
Yeah, man, and one time I'm Shined. You know, say to them birthday too. Shined. Decided he wanted a drummer because his drummer couldn't travel.
Right.
And they called me and fly me into New York from Toronto. And I ended up living in New York for a while because I was traveling all over the world, shining, doing all kind of things, to different places, going to Brazil, Japan, all over the places with shining. And learning the thing and doing different things. Till one time I ended up trying to produce a song for myself and put out a song called Feel the Vibes, mm-hmm, in the New York when I lived in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing it on the radio, start getting popular now, and the DJ said to me, bring me a copy and let me play it and see how people react to it properly. And he was playing it and people was requesting it, and next thing I know, a man named Downbeat of a sound system and said to me, I want a dub off of that tune, but guess what? I now go at the regular studio because me don't want nobody hear me thing. He said, me have to take you to the source.
Yes, so yes.
He said, where is the source? So he said, meet me at this address. I'm going to check a stock. He said, Studio One.
Studio One.
Music City. Studio One.
Yes.
I met Clement that day.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was history.
Is that when the singing actually started, Glenn?
That's when I recorded my first album. Everything else was just singles, but that's when I recorded my first album. When Clement Dad said to me, Jackson, you sound good, no, me love what you sound. You sound like you when you sing, you have belly. We don't know what that means.
Well, that mean you're trunging at the belly, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, So him said, Jackson, take a little tap with me now. So take a little tap. A little tap is a drink, a rum and coke. So take a little tap with him and sit down and start reasoning.
And them days, Glenn Washington don't drink. So the little tat go make Glenn Washington chat off him head.
Get me talking to him.
Yes.
So Mr. talk to him now. And I said to him, he said to me, Jackson, me like what you're sounding. So what you feel about putting some of your lyrics on some of my gems? That's because that him call him rhythm them.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
So Mr. we call him Sir D. Mr. Sir D. From me a liquor you out, you know, most of the tune when me write is from studio and ready, you know. Because me have a whole bunch of tune written already. Long time I have them put up.
I got to tell you about that, folks, all right? When I get a break, I got to tell you about him and his songwriting and his making a song. Go ahead, sir. I didn't want to interrupt.
So when him said that, me start asking for some rhythm, and he said, Jackson, well, you know them rhythm, they said that we grew up one, man. Ask him for some rhythm, and he said Randy, the engineer, go find him. I will start record some tune. The first song I record and I send it to Love Knows No Shame. A song called Love, it's on the Guiding Star rhythm. Love Knows No Shame. He put it out and next thing in call me and he said, Jackson, thing I said like hot rhythm, no. He said, we have to go back at the press. Two. We start record a whole bunch of tune. We go in at evening time, record 2-3 songs till them pile up. And him said, Jackson, you know, so we have to put out an album. Next thing we know, we start go through them and start pick out different songs and put an album together called Brother to Brother. That was the first album. And that caused a problem now. That caused everybody to start run me down and find one noise part me there, give me them CD with them tune. Sing this, write this, tune, do that. And me end up all them people me record for before. Everybody want to release one time, so made that whole bunch of tune come out one time.
Yeah, everybody just flush it out one time.
Yeah, because they never know the use. They said that cow never know the use of it.
Oh, God. Glenn, I want you to meet the man behind this thing. You met him earlier on, but let me officially say, Drew.
Yes, Father.
You have any question for Glenn?
No, I'm just enjoying the conversation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm just enjoying the conversation, listening to a little bit of the history of you two.
Yeah.
Bless up yourself, Drew. You're doing a wonderful job, the man.
Yeah, man. No, yeah, well,
looking good.
Drew, don't follow us too, you know, because we'll chat from now till eternity. But after the Coxon gig. But you had so much music out there. You're making any money off of them at that time?
Back then, everybody want to carry me down.
You know? Yeah.
But I was learning about copyrights and publishing. So all old things that them can't tape me publishing, then got another thing coming. Because we have the right people in the right places right now.
So what, you're putting copyrights on all them old tunes, eh? You can't do that?
All the old tune them is new lyrics from them is my lyrics.
I
claim for my what's mine. Whoever owns the track get theirs.
You know, that was one of the things why I never really follow up the recording thing. Like I just say a lot of promises. I remember going by Duke Reed studio and
what? That's the money.
Me drive all the way from Maypen. You understand? And John Holt, Evans, I think his name was in the Paragons. He told him about me.
Light Evans.
Yes. And me drive all the way and I'm like, all Anglia car. Them days me didn't know if he could have gone to Kingston and gone up at the studio. And how the guy was talking to me, I said, no, I don't really want to do this. No. You know, I just walk out of the studios. And that was the end of my thing. So, because you had to put up with a lot of things. You see, you had a temperament where you could have deal with Coxon and just do, you know, just sing. What created that that kind of thing in you, though, to tolerate that kind of thing? Because me couldn't tolerate it.
Because of the passion and the love that you had for the thing. I must tell you one thing that I forgot to tell you. My first first song that became a hit, and I didn't know about it until I traveled. A song called Rockers and the Crackers. Rockers are heavy music on ya. A record for Joe Gibbs, 1976. And I didn't know that it was a big hit in the UK until
that was it.
Mm. Yeah. Until I went to the UK years when we think Busta Rhymes end up go to UK go perform, and people say, sing Rockers no crack. Me say that was I was 17 years old when I think that. I said I was a youth them then, man. He said that was a big hit here. I'm saying, how come me never know that?
Yeah, that's but what. It's all right. That went on a lot in England. In England, you know, look at Millie Small. Millie Small went there, had a big, massive hit, My Boy Lollipop. And sure, it ran for a little while, till she ended up on the dole. That's a sad thing about it, you understand?
True.
Because she didn't have anybody. If you knew Millie Small, you would understand. She needed guidance. Because we knew her from Maypen. She would come up there, come sing with Mercury's band from Capri Theater at Sunday night time. And I don't know, you know, I take my hats off to you guys, you, Joseph Hill, the whole owner, how to do it, because me never have the patience to do it. You know what I mean? Because the promises, man, oh God, the promises, you know.
Well, God truly blessed me, you know, because I didn't get the thing like I hear some, they tell someone, man, go come back next week. I'll come back 2 weeks time. Or a man said, tell a man, say, go try hoa. In other words, if you go buy a hoa and learn to plow up land and leave that alone.
Yeah, of course. That's what it means.
So see some grown men cry real tears, you know.
Hey, Glenn. let me just touch a little bit of your music. Where is it in there? And I have not worked good with me. I'm gonna come to it because I hear Miss Jackie I sing big song and thing. I say what? And I don't remember if I got the chance to say congrats on getting that little ring and on the manners. Yeah, the manners now, you know that, eh?
No. Well, me no mind it because it's all in the mind. It's starting in your mind first. You know.
Good. Well, yeah, Miss Jackie, have you on the manners now? So you have a beer.
She can have me on the manners anytime.
Good. That me want to hear. So, folks, we're going to touch a little thing. And he sent me this tune, and he said, you know, play it, but really, it's not finished mixing. So I'm going to touch a little bit tight. I wait there. I don't know where it gone. I played it a little bit before. This is Glenn Washington along with his wife. This is Glenn with his beautiful wife. To stay around you. Jerry Butler, Miss Everett. Hello, so there she is. Wow, here. There she is. It's a handsome couple. You know? Me now, look, let me just play the music.
Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone. Now forever.
Yes, Glenn.
Let it be me.
You know, we used to bust up that song in Jamaica.
It's time we meet love.
Go on there, Jackos.
I find complete love.
Oh, without your sweet love. Tell me, what would life be?
This is brand new, first time on the air right here in Montreal.
You love me,
Glenn Washington, along with his beautiful wife, standing tall in the hearts of many, including moi.
Let it be me.
Me feel to sing with it, but let me not mash up the people in tune. Sounding so sweet, I just want to talk to Miss Jacqueline. Jacqueline, how are you doing, darling?
I am great, thank you. How's yourself?
I'm good. What is it being married to Glenn Washington, a big star like Glenn Washington?
Well, you know, we've been together for a long time.
Yes.
Being married is just like happy lady. It's not that easy to explain because being married is a different feeling than being together.
Right.
Together.
Right.
So it's just unexplainable.
It's a better feeling.
But it's fun being with him.
It's a great feeling. Trust
it
me.
Is.
I 40 years, okay? So you can ask me any question you want to ask. No, Glenn, any question you want to ask me, ask me. Right?
40 years.
Yeah, man. No, yeah, no problem.
I experienced both my parents before they passed, you know, being married for 40 years, 40 plus years too, and get did them part. So that's a great example for me to follow.
Great, great.
Only for tolerance.
it's a give and take. A relationship is a give and take. Trust me. I'm older than the two of you combined. So listen to me, all right? It's a tolerance. All right? This is not singing in a Duke Reed studio, you know, and you know when you're done, you're not getting no money. This is for life.
Right.
All right? So it's a tolerance. And yeah. I know you guys travel together whenever you go anywhere to work, and that's nice, and it's beautiful because you know
she's my manager,
yeah,
my manager, my lead background singer, and she sings herself.
Yes, that's great because you know what happened whenever you go on tour, we had the band, we had all six of us, so we'd go anywhere in North America, etc. But you guys go all over the world. You need when you finish. Tell me if I'm wrong. When you finish off of that stage and you have 15,000, 10,000 adoring fans, when you come off that stage, it can be very lonely if you don't see a
party. Show that back in the days. Not
yes. Anymore. No, not now, because you know what I mean. But in the days gone by when the old man work in the stage and thing. When we come off of the stage, if we never see somebody, we know it would... That loneliness would be there, you know. So it's good to travel with the madam and the manners. Anyway, let's get back into some serious chat. What is it that, folks, this gentleman here, if I send him a rhythm right now, I guarantee you, leave him alone for an hour and he'll come back with a song on that rhythm.
Yeah.
How he does? Yeah. How you do that? Tell me a little bit about the songwriting ability that you have.
I got a broad imagination because it's like creative writing. Writing a song is just like creative writing, and I have a strong imagination. I can think about anything, and I'm like a sponge. You say one word, and I'll put a whole story around it. That's how it goes.
Before I forget. I want to thank Glenn Washington for tuning into my shows last Sunday and Tuesday night, enjoying the vibes. That's my brother from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, man.
And WPFW. All right? And that will be $50, Tony. So remember, it's UPS it, right? And there's a big fan of yours. She says, don't forget to tell him hello for me. All right? And so much thing... Well, we're done, we talk about that. But anyway, where was I? You know, being the big artist you are, because I don't know how you cope with it. I can't take too much people around me in that sense. You know what I mean? I used to be on the stage and my eyes would be closed. Your eyes open or closed?
It depends.
On what?
Well, I want to tell you one thing. One time I was on the stage performing one time and with my eyes closed. and I feel somebody grab my grind.
Whoa. Yeah, well, let me do that. That's right here.
She was on the stage with me.
Oh, my
and
God.
And when I look, it was a woman holding on to my front. Then I said to her, what are you doing? You play with fire. When she smiled, pure gold teeth in her mouth. You know? I want some of that.
Folks, these are stories you'll hear anytime.
Some serious thing going on the field.
My God.
One time we did what we did again. What I'm calling what it's like.
Winter Haven.
No, Winter Haven, man. And with them, me and Everton Bender was on that show that time. And you see, a woman, I woke up in that court trying to get my attention, and she did that dance, and I woke up. And when she finally, her eyes finally meet mine, she goes up. She pointed for me and said, "You, me."
My God, you can write a book, yes, boy. I can imagine. And folks, he doesn't forget things. You know what I mean? So, Glenn Washington is like Sidney Brown. Them two don't forget.
It come back automatically. Even if you don't remember the song, once the rhythm start playing, come right back.
I don't know how his brain retains so much stuff.
I don't know myself too, because you ever hear about a Calypsonian named the Mighty Sparrow?
Oh.
Yes, Sparrow is about 80 now, 81, 82, 83, right? And if you call him now and you say, "Gene and Dinah," he sing the whole song for you. And that song is like 700 years old. Wow. It's the same thing like Glenn. Anything.
Slinger. Yeah. A slinger in there.
Yes. Oh, God. Francisco Slinger. Yes. Yeah. You know, and that is one thing I admire about you guys. But singing and working the stage, like Barris don't allow anybody, unless him knows who, to come in the backstage where he is. What about you and that? How you feel about visitors to your changing room and all that?
We usually get some when we not really invite still, you know. But most of the time, security put them out.
Good. Because that must be stressful, boy. I don't know.
It is. I have to ask them a lot of security a lot of time. He's getting ready for stage because that's the time people trying to come backstage want to take picture. And a lot of time I have to ask them, "Could you guys just please give him a space, let him prepare himself for stage? After show, you will get all the picture you want, but right now, he need to meditate. He got to get ready. Give him some space, let him get meditate." A lot of time, right before he get on stage, a bunch of people be in his face want to take picture.
Wow. So, you know, I understand where the meditating is and all that. For me, I just wanted a quiet corner. Right before I really go stand in front of the band. So you actually meditate?
Yeah.
You have to.
Mm.
You have to go out with a frame of mind. You have to be, let God lead me. Go out with the spirit. Can't afford to say nothing wrong. So you make the man up at top.
You know
what? Tell you what to say.
As you said that.
You can't be wrong.
As you said that, you know what got through my mind? Take the name of Jesus with you.
Praise his name forevermore.
Sing Glenn Washington.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Oh, God.
And of sorrow and of woe.
Sing your song.
There are things that you need to know.
A Glenn Washington
matter. Joy and comfort give you.
Yes.
And of sorrow and of woe. Don't you know, don't you know?
To all the Vinci Massive.
Free you from your burden and cleanse you of your sin. Just open your heart. Let joy and peace within. All right, we're not asking no more.
He's a lily of the valley.
I'll sing that too.
Me love it. Me not lie. Me love it. Me love all of your songs that you sing, but I want to kind of stand out. And you know, it's a beautiful thing just talking with you at this level where we can't go in another section, but this section is nice to know that Glenn Washington, he has mastered being an international artist. Name some of the countries you've been, quickly.
Whoa.
Oh, I know.
Africa, all across Europe. We've been to Brazil. I've been to Brazil. She hadn't been there with me.
Mm.
We've been to Brazil, we've been to all of the islands, every island you can think about.
I know that. My friend, one year I was in Trinidad, and guess who was coming just the night I leave in the day, and guess who was coming in? Glenn Washington. I vexed, I couldn't vex some more, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Go but, all of the island.
Yes. You know,
we've been to, we've been right across Canada.
Oh, well, that may know for sure, you know.
Yeah, because you bring me up a couple of times.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Canada is your stamping ground, as they say.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I just have to wish you guys much more love in what you do, because I know right now you have an album.
The album is called Living Well.
Living Well.
Have so much single. There's one coming out. It's coming out on an album put out by Tads. This song is called Capture that I wrote for her.
Ah.
Until death do we part.
Yes.
You have taken full control of my heart.
What?
I know you love them kind of
things. Glenn, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my friend Glenn Washington, in gone. Yeah, and the manners. No,
me
that's
like
all right.
It.
Yes, love it, boy. Love it.
12 years, you know.
Eh?
12 years we're together.
Yeah, well, love it. But yeah, I'll have a drink of my carrot juice here.
Then you're drinking beets.
This is beetroot.
Well, beetroot, good. It's all right. Give me a sip here. Me take a sip. You know what I mean? Yeah, thank you, sir. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's nourishing.
Yes.
But so, Glenn Washington, you said you travel all throughout the world. What's some of your favorite places to perform?
Nairobi, Kenya,
Nairobi, Mombasa, Meru, places like the Gambia in the UK, Canada, all over.
Yeah. Reggae,
yeah. We played reggae Gil in Belgium.
Rotterdam
Festival in Spain. I played it twice. It was in Udine, Italy, and then the next year was Spain. And then, oh my God, I've been all over the places.
You've been all over the world.
Yeah, you said Gambia. What's so special about Gambia?
The people in, when we played the Banjo Stadium, the people are more like Jamaicans too. They're very, very, very receptive, very nice. Sometimes they get unruly, like they come up on the stage and go and decide they're not coming out. Everybody wanna be up on the stage with you, but it's fun.
Glenn. May I have a play? Look like, you know, we're supposed to be done now, but me not really done yet. May I go play something, you know? This our young DJ mix for you. He said mix is special for Glenn Washington.
Oh, God.
This is coming to you from my DJ Nicholas, Glenn Washington.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I know I've never been this way before. I can't believe I find myself wanting for more. And even though we are rich and from different worlds, I can't control this thing I feel. I want you for my girl. And I'm the one who always needs the best things out of life.
Boy.
I visualize myself with two kids and wife. Heaven must have sent you here. You mean the world to me. You've got the kind of love I need.
Sounding real good, my brethren. That dep on the album.
No, that's a single.
It's too much pressure. Just bring your love on in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we feel it's bubbling over.
For me.
Bring your love on.
Wait, Nim.
You were made for me. By Danny Hathaway. I know that was one of your favorite.
Yes. But me can't find nothing on the album here right now. Me too excited. So you have to check what you get.
We'll always be around.
My brother in New York. My brother a different mother. He said, tell... Let me read it again because I might tell lies. So let me read it again. He said, met Glenn, know me remember him from Susie days. He named Bill Daniels.
Oh, I know Bill Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
tell me something. You could have seen, you remember anything in a Susie? You see
a place of perfect bliss. Then I'm
sing half a verse if you mean. It's too much
pressure. When she was only 16.
My God, I didn't really remember it.
And everywhere she roams, people would say, Susie, settle down.
Oh, Lord.
But she likes to be free. She has always been the nicest thing to me.
You can't stop now. I'm impressed.
On a cloudy night.
This is going back to what year, Glenn? What year was this?
1973.
And he remember every word for word. That's what I tell you, folks. This man has a memory like an elephant. This is what my DJ mix you. The voice of Glenn Washington standing tall. I hope you're on the Zoom so you can see what he looks like up close and personal, along with his beautiful bride. Want to say hello to New Mexico. You always love Glenn, but you've never seen him before up close. You gotta go to New Mexico, there, Glenn, brother. I hear tune. And my DJ mixed this tape especially for you, you know.
Yeah, but
like sore foot, may I tell you, Glenn? Cheers, my brother.
I know within myself, I've never let you down. Show me the way to your heart, that's where I want to start. For better or worse it will be, I know we'll never part. Cause I couldn't see myself living my life without you. There would be no one else, this thing would be just you and me. Holding it together, we'd have a bright future.
The voice of Mr. Glenn Washington up and alive on Zoom. We're going to finish in a while, so if you want to catch him, let me say hello to the people in Washington, D.C. WFFR Sunshine Radio in D.C., Pompano Beach, Tampa, Florida, and throughout the world. You're locked in with Glenn Washington and the beautiful lady who controls the money.
This is the treasure of
me and Bashful will say true.
All of this blossoming like flowers.
A mix by DJ Nicholas. You can get this mix off the station, but it's being interrupted with Stretch and his big mouth, right? So, Glenn, what would you like to tell your listeners out there? You know, we're not, you know, we're gonna play one or two more and then we have it done. Our time now? 6:30. You know, we can't talk to you for 45 minutes, you know. We need 3 days.
Yeah, man, because we have all the things to talk about. So much things.
Well, next time, sooner than that.
Yeah. Now, did you feed my sheep? Or did you give them? Lion, lion.
Have you shown them the way? I don't know who write your music. No, not right. I don't know who do the music. Who do your music tracks? Them tracks, well, unbelievable, boy.
Mafia and Fluxy do that one day.
Yes.
And most of them are Willie Lindo and Sly Robbie and Robbie Lynn and Kashif Lindo and them people that play them thing there.
But you're not near Willie. Where you live in Florida?
Me live in Ocala, 5 hours from Willie.
Oh, God. You're there at the top then?
Yeah, but me and Willie have some things that come and go down the place for real. We have 34 albums and we have 5 of them on old and still going strong.
Wow.
Hear the tune for me, right? Until then
do we part. I know this is what he dedicated to his beautiful wife. I wish we could have sing that good. Be dedicated to my beautiful wife or somebody. This is Glenn Washington. Compliments of DJ Nicholas. This is the song he dedicated to the man.
Angels start to rejoice. Because this king has found his special queen.
The king has found his special queen. Lord.
Faith has opened the door. Let the blessings of true love come in. Love has captured my heart, captured my soul. Girl, you know you're taking full control.
Jacqueline, you're a lucky lady.
Now I can see myself without you nowhere.
I can see myself without you nowhere. Hey! Washington.
Baby, ooh, here is where I will stay, so much stronger than my yesterday. Baby, no, 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 your love satisfies me, you bring me so much ecstasy. People come from all around, celebrating this good thing we found. No, 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 no. And as long as I live, love for you will always be around. No, no, no. Love has captured my heart, captured my soul.
What can I say? Beautiful song.
Now I can see myself without you nowhere.
Compliments of DJ Nicholas standing tall. You want to sing a little bit tight? Go on, man.
No, man, we are full time self, man. Go on, play, man.
Such an awesome feeling from to set my spirit free.
Compliments of DJ Nicholas. He said, Father Stretch, let me just set out some of the music for my singer.
I was there for you, you was there for me right from the start. I'm in the right mood for love, for love. That's where we start, the right mood for love, baby. I feel it in my heart, the right mood for love. Ooh, I won't let you down.
Want to say hello to Supercharged Sound for joining us.
I will always be around. There is no one else to make me feel the way you do. I'm persevering, holding.
Is that Jewel Jones you see up in the corner there? Good evening, Jewel.
Criticizing haters, trying to see. But the feeling's burning, hiding deep within my heart. I'm in the right for love. That's where it starts, the right move for love. I feel it in my heart. I'm in the right move for love. I won't let you down, the right move for love. I will always. Everything I ever wanted to be.
for you to be part of my destiny. I've been holding these feelings for a long, long time.
The magic voice of Glenn Washington. Right in the rhythms of West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM. Compliments of DJ Nicholas.
But there is no greater love that I find. You see, all that I've got. Really,
what's up, Supercharged Sound?
Without you, baby. Everything I own, I know I would still be alone without you. Ooh. With you in my corner, I'd walk and never stumble. No, no. These are some things true love can do. No, no. Solid as a rock, ever firm, I'll never crumble.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. For always, forever, I'm yours.
What's up, me youth? You like Glenn Washington? Talk to me now.
Me?
Yeah, are you me talk to Supercharged?
What I mean, me son?
Are you name, son?
No, hold on. Hold on, sir. I have to ask him to unmute.
You see,
yeah. Where is it, Glenn? What go on?
Everything blessed, man.
Why you not even remember? You not even know who you are talking to, Supercharged, Richie.
I want to be up for it.
What are the cap on thing, is it?
Oh, I'm just going to the
cap on it. You bless me. Yeah, man. They are taking the interview, man. Me and Glenn Washington and some can't miss it, you see?
Oh.
Man, baby girl, we don't fire what to, but you get tied up, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So whereabouts you located, me youth?
You know, sir, I look a place out of Toronto called Hamilton.
Me know Hamilton, good. At Sheridan College, me go me youth, so me know all out there, sir, right? Oakville, Ontario.
All right. See you there.
Nice, thanks and welcome. Welcome to CKUT and Glenn Washington. And you see how quick she run, come back and sit down? Because our music I play.
No, man, we just
want to
do something real quick.
Ah, okay. Oh, God, me run out of time, you know. You're going to get me in trouble, you know, boy.
Believe me, Lord.
Stress, did he tell you that song just came straight from the studio? Only have three instruments.
Yeah, he tell me that. The guitar not dead yet.
Yeah.
Well, me go put on the guitar and the rest of stuff them and send it come proper.
They got to mix and balance the voice, all of that now.
Good. You know, man, this was a fun interview. You want to sing? Sing now, man. Who does I play the keyboard there?
I'm the same person playing all three.
And that you, Lord.
Ah.
Yeah. You play the drum, bass, and the keyboard.
Let me be.
Jackie, me used to sing that part, and I'm a falsetto, you know.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, oh, your sweet love. Jackie, what would life be?
Jackie, what would life be? Wicked.
So never leave me lonely.
Hey.
Tell me.
Sounds of Love on CKUT on a Saturday afternoon. Let me turn it down and it to them sing. Mm-hmm. Let it be.
And that's you always. Let it be me.
I sound no fresh. Oh, no fear, see, man. Oh, no, just sing big tune for me. Oh, God. Glenn,
goodbye.
I'm Miss Jacqueline. Goodbye. I gotta go. It's now, what time? 5:49. We finished.
Church, I'm going to send you my soca. I got a soca out there. Yeah. I'm going to send you three more of my songs, okay?
Well, yeah, when me I say 5:49, it's 6:49. The thing sweet me so much that me confuse. Don't have to excuse me. So, Glenn, Jacqueline,
yes.
thank you for a beautiful It should have been a half an hour, but it's 45 minutes. I certainly enjoy it.
I tell you, we need 2 hours for real.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get some time when they have nothing, but if they can spare on the station, because I want to get you, I want to get Vern, I want to get George Fennell and Sidney Brown, all four sit down and talk.
My youth, that alongside yourself.
Yeah. You should have a Zoom concert with them.
I want to do that with them Clarendon people there.
You know, I want to do something called Friends. And just friends alone. Me I go work it out with Drew, because him at the head. You see how him thinks so much as a Bajan man that he get bald head? That's what happened, you know. His head work too much and burn after here.
Me remember back in the days when we used to listen to Names and Faces, but when George used to sing some things.
No, George still sound good, man. I mean, I can't get him to sing now because he's saying retired.
Retire what?
Oh, you can't retire from singing. But if you hear...
She's faced the hardest time.
What?
When George draw them to them and head swell up big.
Many times.
You remember all this song? Freedom for the Stallion. Oh, yeah. When him and Trevor link up and decide to sing that song, they had place pop down.
Yes. Yeah, them two,
I never forget them lessons that I learned.
And Glenn O'Feel. Sincerely.
Yeah.
Oh, my girl, how I love you.
There was this melody that he used to start up. Just let me love.
He still do it same way. Oh, and sound same way.
Yeah, man.
Hey, may I go put... Hey, Drew, wake up, man. Because you're going to put it together for me. You understand me? Friends. Friends.
Stretch. And Stretch, you just got to say the word. You just got to say the word and we'll make it happen.
Glenn Washington. Yeah, all of them go to the same elementary school in Maypen too, you know. And they used to play drum on the people, the teacher desk, till them have to run them out. Oh, my God, time they for me. What time now? Okay. We have 1 minute. Glenn.
Yeah.
And wifey?
Yes.
I appreciate what you two did. But we are going to set it up, all right? I promise you.
Yeah, man.
All right?
You can play my song. You're old, you know, play about the same song. No time,
Nicholas did a mix 2 weeks ago for a good 20, 25 minutes. He didn't repeat once, man.
I like YouTube tell me something have the longest playlist.
They tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. May I send a tune, Kongi, and I just want you to put the words to it and send it back. Not thief me tune, you know? Just kidding. You wouldn't want to thief that. Anyway. I want to send it, Kongi, and make you just put some words to it for me.
Okay.
So my friends, my brother, everything about you and your beautiful wife, I simply adore. I thank you. Thank you for spending this 45 minutes with me, right?
Hey.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, man. It's a pleasure.
You're certainly welcome, man. Like I say, you know, we will...
You're listening to West Indian Rhythms.
I'll lie, man. Shut up your mouth. And Nicholas, that, you know, everything is West Indian Rhythm. Exactly what I need. So, me gone. Thank you, my friend. This is Mr. Glenn Washington. We're going to wrap up this show. We got 7 minutes to go.
Give you my love with everything that I've got. Holding you here in my heart, to me it means a lot. I get this feeling I'd like to keep you around. I know within myself I've never let you down. No. Show me the way to your heart, that's where I want to start. For better or worse it will be, I know we'll never part. 'Cause I couldn't see myself living my life without you. There would be no one else, this thing would be just you and me.
holding it together, we'd have a bright future. With love for each other, I know we would prosper. If I should lose you, my life would be over. Blessed love will keep us holding it down. None can compare my love.
I want to thank Drew very much for sitting there and organizing this thing for me. And we're looking to bring the Mighty Sparrow next week, Saturday, at 5. I haven't spoken to the Sparrow in quite some while. So if you know Mom and Dad want to listen to their Calypsonian, the Mighty Sparrow, next week, Saturday. I want to thank those of you who took time out to call, to go on the Zoom and just say hi. I thank you. From the depths of my heart, I thank you. It makes us realize that we are doing this. It's not all the time we can have just straight music. We want to, you get to see your artist that you love, like the young man from Hamilton. He said Glenn Washington couldn't be here and he's not online with him. So thank you, young man. It's now 5 minutes to go. I want to thank everybody, those of you who are locking on to the radio stations, all in the States, WFFR Sunshine Radio, in D.C., Tampa, Florida. Thank you. Glenn Washington, bad like Swofoot, may I tell you. Doesn't repeat himself. I'm going to get a lot of you don't know who George Fennell is, eh? But I'm going to pull him out of his house, I promise you. He says he's retired. With a voice like that, no one retires.
Lovely lady.
Until then, do we path. Let me say many thanks to you once again for tuning into CKUT Radio. We run things in our Montreal. Coming up, hip-hop music. We'll be doing the thing until 9 o'clock and then rock music after that.
Cause this king has found his special queen.
I want to remind you, those of you who are interested, remember the Vinci Association is undertaking a drive to help our brothers and sisters in SVG, beginning next week, Saturday. All right, I'll be telling you more next week, Saturday, as we get on air. But check out Boom Boom Time tomorrow. I'm sure they'll have something on it. All right, what's happening in St. Vincent and the Grenadines? 2 minutes to go, and I'm going to shut up and just say thank you for listening, because you are what makes us work. Mwah. Much love. Lots of kisses. Hey. Go on, Glenn.
Baby. Here is where I will stay, so much stronger than my yesterdays, baby, no, your love satisfies me, you bring me so much ecstasy, ooh, people come from all around.
Don't forget, check out Tony Carr tomorrow, Sunday, WPFW, for some of the finest reggae music you'll hear this side of heaven. All right? Good afternoon, good evening. Love you. Whatever you do, do it well. All right? Be careful. Take care.
Captured my soul.
Okay. irrational feeling captivated my heart. I was there for you, you was there for me.
Vaccination is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
It was almost love, almost something worth singing about.
Sandra Botha, her songs will touch your heart and fuel your soul. Winner of the Toronto Blues Society Talent Search, Sandra Botha is an R&B and soul singer-songwriter. Her new release, Falling Away From Me, is filled with deep grooves that reveal her sultry and soulful vocals. Catch a live online concert April 10th. Tickets and info available at sandrabouza.com.
Drinks, it's gonna be a party. Well, turn up the music real loud. Invite everybody. Well, go right ahead and smoke and play some cards. Just make yourself at home. Yeah. It's okay to take somebody's hand and get your groove on.
We all up in here.